Audio article from Scofa.com.
The Science Behind Sleep and Sickness. Medically reviewed by Dosalyn St. Martin, MD. Triple board certified in sleep medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. This audio includes the following sections. What is sleep? Looking into the numeric. Sleep architecture. Homeostatic sleep pressure. Circadian rhythm. Macromolecules and sleep. The Namuri gene and sleep. Introduction. There's an undeniable case for sleep and its essential role in maintaining short and long-term health. Empirically, we know that disturbed sleep makes us susceptible to acute and chronic illnesses by compromising our immunity. Continue listening to find out more about sleep architecture and the physiological changes we experience when we're sick. Section 1. What is sleep? Sleep is a behaviorally altered state of consciousness, marked by a decreased responsivity to stimuli and the inhibition of voluntary movements. There are multiple neural functions associated with sleep, such as providing support for changes in brain connectivity and related regulatory mechanisms. Section 2. Looking into the numeric. According to a study conducted by Ersin R. et al., the mean nocturnal sleep duration during weekdays in men was 6 hours 52 minutes and women 7 hours 11 minutes, plus or minus 57 minutes. Whereas mean subjective sleep need was found to be 7 hours 16 minutes, plus or minus 52 minutes, in men, and 7 hours 45 minutes, plus or minus 52 minutes, in women. In total, these variables accounted for only around 3% of the variance in sleep duration and sleep needs. 10% of the men and 12.2% of the women reported frequent insomnia. However, no single measure identifies sleep. Instead, it can be characterized experimentally by two or more behavioral or physiological correlations, including objective changes in brain activity, measured by electroencephalogram, e.g., nerve and muscle activity, measured by electromyogram, EMG, or respiratory rate. Section 3. Sleep architecture. As characterized by an electroencephalogram, EEG, a test for brain activity, sleep comprises two major phases. 1. Non-rapid eye movement, non-REM sleep, further subdivided into N1, the process of change from being awake to being asleep. N2, the onset of sleep, characterized by a low-voltage EEG, along with features of spindles and K-complexes. N3 or slow-wave sleep, SWS, previously subdivided into stage 3 and stage 4 sleep, is characterized by a greater quantity of high-amplitude, low-frequency EEG components. 2. Rapid eye movement, REM, sleep is a stage of sleep, characterized by the rapid movement of the eyes, low muscle tone throughout the body, and a tendency for vivid dreams. Section 4. Homeostatic sleep pressure. Sleep regulation involves a fundamental homeostatic process whose strength is highly influenced by the length of the last sleep period. The homeostatic pressure keeps increasing as long as the person stays awake. The longer the wake cycle, the stronger the homeostatic drive to sleep. Basically, the longer you're awake, the more intense your urge will be to sleep. This physiological reaction explains our increased drive to recover from the lost sleep, leading to shorter sleep latency and enhanced EEG synchrony in non-REM sleep. Simply stated, you fall asleep faster and experience more deep sleep. Section 5. Circadian rhythm. Secondly, to control the timing and organization of sleep, another process is involved, referred to as the circadian process, located in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, SCN, in the brain. A circadian timing mechanism heavily influences the timing of sleep. According to various studies conducted, it was found that the circadian timing system includes three different components. 1. Input pathways that transmit light and other signals to the circadian clock, and thus entrain circadian rhythms to environmental cues, primarily the light-dark cycle. 2. An endogenous circadian pacemaker that generates rhythms having a period of approximately 24 hours. 3. Output pathways controlled by the pacemaker. Section 6. Macromolecules and sleep. Apart from the above-discussed factors, humoral substances, such as lactic acid, blood sugar, carbon dioxide, and calcium, are also proved to be related to the mechanism of sleep. Vasopressin, progesterone, testosterone, LH, lactogenic hormone, 4-hydroxybutyrate, and 5-HTP have been reported to be associated with the appearance of REM sleep, whereas a study conducted by Juvet et al. Found that slow-wave and REM sleep were possibly regulated by serotonin, a hormone that stabilizes mood, and norepinephrine, a stress hormone and neurotransmitter. The role of cytokines, chemical messengers. Cytokines are proteins that play a role in cell signaling, which are released by the immune cells during infection, reaching the brain by several routes. According to a study conducted by Opmister et al., at least two cytokines, IL-1B, hereafter referred to as IL-1, and TNFA, hereafter referred to as TNF, is involved in the regulation of sleep. These two cytokines may be considered sleep regulatory because data derived from electrophysiological, biochemical, and molecular genetic studies demonstrate specific effects on sleep-wake behavior. Furthermore, electrophysiological, biochemical, and molecular responses to alterations in the activities of these cytokine systems can be predicted based on known signaling pathways, which can be targeted for intervention by selective antagonists, inhibiting them from acting on receptors. Therefore, it is required to conduct further studies regarding the role of cytokines as mediators of infection-induced alterations in sleep. The focus of the studies should be on interfering with cytokine expression during infection, including outcome parameters that indicate the severity of illness. In the same line, actigraphy was introduced for objective estimation of habitual sleep duration and sleep quality measures. It can be helpful for patients who are unable to complete a sleep log reliably. Section 7, the Namuri gene and sleep. Following the same trend, Toda et al. Conducted a study on adult fruit flies to identify sleep regulators. In the study, he overexpressed 8,000 different genes within the nervous system of adult fruit flies and observed their effect on sleep. Later, a single gene termed Namuri was found to be associated with the increased sleeping tendency. The word Namuri is derived from the Japanese word for sleep. The expression of Namuri, or NUR, is observed to be low until the subject is infected or is sleep-deprived and is constitutively produced outside the brain. According to an article by Okonomuji et al., fruit flies and mice that sleep more after infection show higher survival, but this observation is complicated by the fact that increased sleep was induced by sleep deprivation prior to infection. Hence, the identification of the NUR provided a clear mechanistic link between increased sleep and increased survivability during an infection. Less often appreciated is that this increased sleep requirement is actually caused by the release of signaling molecules by our own immune system and nervous system, not by infectious agents.
We hope you have found this article useful. If you are having problems with your sleep, consult a professional in sleep medicine. Visit SCOFA.com for sleep articles, tools, and to search for a sleep doctor near you. References for this article can be found on SCOFA.com, under the article title. Thank you for listening.